episode 2997, How to Do What's Best for You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen because it is a brand new week. It's a brand new day. It's Mindset Monday. And I want you to get on board because something extraordinary is going to happen. I know it is, but you have to be looking for it. And you have to learn how to do what's best for you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. As you know, we have partnered with pray.com, so you want to head on over there every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific to see our TV show. It's 30 minutes. It's wonderful. Time well spent. And when you do head on over there, you will find some extraordinary people also. It's Passion Week if you kind of let that slip your mind. You know, Palm Sunday was yesterday, and I know there is so much going on. So for a moment, I want you to take a deep breath because even for me, it's been a little crazy, right? In the midst of challenges and busyness, our priorities and dreams can get lost. Don't lose sight of what matters. Buckle up and learn how to do what's best for you. Just as quickly as the weather changes, so do our days, the ups and downs of the roller coaster that you don't even have to stand in line for. It's like, seriously, my life is an amusement park. It's a party every day. But the reality is that when we are weighted down by the responsibilities of the world around us, what happens? Oh, well, we get lost. We get overwhelmed. We get frustrated. Sometimes it even pushes us to the point of anger. Well, this past weekend was a little crazy for us. My husband is changing jobs and opening up his private business, and that requires us to move and get things settled, and that means the whole family had to chip in. Well, we did it all at the cost of me not showing up here for 2 days. But let me tell you, you were always on my mind. And of course, though, you know how this gets me thinking, right? I'm like, oh, I've got to show up for my family because you are my family. You're my extended family. And my family understands that you're my family. I mean, they have conversations with me. And I'm like, well, how can I serve them better? What can I talk to them about today that's really going to impact the world that they touch? Because Create Your Now, it's not about me. It's about your life, living your best selfie, right? And what God has in store for you. Being able to say, I know this is what I'm supposed to do. And it may not be perfect every day. Look at me. These past 2 days, I was like, oh, I'm going to get on. But I'm telling you, I was so exhausted. And I had to learn how to do what was best for me in that moment. I had to take a break. And I was like, oh, I felt so guilty. And then I said, well, okay, I'll do a double episode. And I'll just, you know, post one. And then I'll post one to follow it. And I'm like, oh, then I felt guilty about Palm Sunday. My people, my family are going to be missing me. I miss you. But as much as we think we have everything under control, we really don't. And there are times that we have to take a step back, right? It's those unplanned actions that cause us to drop one thing for another. And then it becomes this spiral event of whether we will ever get back on track. You don't have to feel guilty for doing what's best for you. I had to do what was best for me, for my family, for my health. I did a little lifting and I probably shouldn't have been doing that because, well, a few days before that, I had a back spasm. Anyway, we'll leave that for another conversation. But in thinking about it, I was like, you know what? I've got to do what's best for me in this moment, this present moment. But in all of this, right, there's a learning curve on how to do what you need to do, what's best for you. So create the recipe that works for you. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Create that recipe and it's specific for you. You know, for me, yeah, I had to take a couple days off. And what this means is that you can get back on track without losing sight of what matters and doing what's best for you. And I think, unfortunately, guilt stops us. And we say, oh, if I can't do it exactly how I want it, I'm done. Whether it's exercising, whether it's moving, opening up a business, whether it's sitting here going, okay, what's next? There's just so many things. And it's piles upon piles. And then you're living a life of clutter and of guilt. And what does that get you? Right? I'm sure this rings a bell with you. Maybe you're driving right now in traffic and you're going, Christiane, if you only knew what I'm dealing with. I know, because I've been there. And you wish that you could just poof, just change everything immediately. Was it the show Bewitched? I know I'm aging myself here where, you know, she could just wiggle her nose. And that's kind of what I say sometimes. Like, if I could just wiggle my nose and make everything better, twinkle, 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 and it all would be fine. I could get things done faster. Man, the older I get, the slower it feels like I'm moving. It's really not. But you see, the older we get, time has a different definition. I look at my grandson. Oh my goodness, time, he has no concept of it right now. The only concept he knows is, do I get to eat? Do I get to play? And is it time for bed? Oh wait, nap time too. And then in between times, it's just fun, but he doesn't understand sunrise to sunset. He doesn't understand that concept. And then, you know, we get into our prime. Some of us think of our prime as, oh, late 20s into 30s, maybe early 40s. And then we're like, we're unstoppable. But then the reality hits us. Late 40s comes, half a century on up the ladder. And you're thinking, wow, I cannot slow down time. My son was riding with me, our youngest, in the car as we were moving some things and shuffling them. And he said, Mom, I cannot believe it's April 1st. And I said, I know. He goes, do you know how fast, like, summer's around the corner? I said, I know. Remember, he's already graduated from high school. He's going to walk this May. But the reality of it is he sees things differently now. Our definition of time changes. Our definition of presence, though, should never. How to do what's best for you. You got to create that recipe that works for you, not against you. So what does that mean? Number one, take inventory of the season of life you're in. Right now, what are your priorities, your goals, your dreams? I'm not talking about next week. I'm talking about getting you through today, into tomorrow, through the end of the week, so you can celebrate on the weekend. Are you happy with the direction of where you are right now? Or if all of a sudden you're like, oh, I just feel like I got too many balls in the air, then slow them down. You may have to make some choices. What can you immediately say no to? Because you have to say yes to two other things. Don't feel guilty about saying no. You've got to keep yourself on track. Take that inventory and be honest with yourself. Acknowledge the things that are no longer serving you or bringing you happiness, this fulfillment that you are right now. Now, next week might be a different story. 2 months from now, 3 months from now, you could be changing your recipe. That's what's awesome, right? You're creating the strategy for you, specific to you. It's your own blueprint. You got to look at your schedule as to what is important in the present moment, right? Time, the definition of time seems to change. Even though it's constant, how we perceive it is different, but our presence should not. So take that inventory. Where are you in this season of life? For me, this past weekend, it was all about my husband, my immediate family, my children, my grandson, and really focusing on what we needed to do within a 48-hour period of time. And boy, was it crazy. But man, I would not have missed it for one moment. And yes, I missed my time with you, but let me tell you, we still have a lot of words to share. So there will be plenty of time that will continue. And maybe you had kind of a crazy weekend. One that you thought, gosh, I'm never going to get through this. And you didn't even jump on to listen. Guess what? That's okay. Sometimes you have to go with the ebbs and flows of life. And you have to know how to ride the roller coaster. You have to know how to shake it all out so you don't tense up about everything. You just got to roll with it. Nothing is impossible, but you still got to have that strategy to do what's best for you, that recipe. So take inventory for this season, for this day. Just look at this week. And if this week seems overwhelming, then say, okay, I'm looking at today, Christiane. Great. That's where you start. And then as you prep in for tomorrow, what do you need to let go of for tomorrow? Maybe you had 3 appointments and you're like, I can't even get to 1. Then cancel the other 2. I mean, if you've got a dentist appointment, but you've got to be at your child's school and you have something at work, okay, prioritize those. Have you been waiting for a year to get in with your dentist? And it's a cleaning, guess what? Okay, yeah, it was a year wait, but you can get another cleaning, right? It's a cleaning. Brush your teeth 3 times a day instead of 2 times a day. Seriously, right? Because that will keep you there. That will extend it. But wait a minute, your child, if you have that meeting with your teacher and you know it's hard to have that meeting, then that's a priority. And work, well, you got to have a paycheck. So somehow you're going to get what you need to do done during your workday and you will make that appointment for your child. But don't worry about the dentist appointment because you can reschedule. Huh. Didn't that just take the load off? Right? So take inventory. Number 2, make a plan. Once you have a clear understanding of the season of life you're in right now, this present moment, of your priorities and your goals, then you got to lay out a plan. That's your strategy. What steps do you need to take to achieve those goals? What matters most, that dentist appointment or your child's appointment at school? What changes do you need to make in life to align with your priorities? Maybe you need to go to bed earlier so you have more energy. Maybe you need to cut the sugar for a moment because the sugar is just screwing with your mind and you're not sleeping well. Maybe you need to cut back on your caffeine for a second and then say, oh, okay, I've made that decision. Now it's the next thing. And you don't have to look 2 hours out. Look 1 hour out and say, I'm going to get through this. Then when you're through that, then shift to the next thing. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. What do you need to give up, even for a brief moment? Maybe you're like, oh, Christiane, I have been doing so good at exercising. I go 6 days a week. Okay, that's fabulous. But maybe right now, during this week, you need to take a couple days off, not because you don't want to exercise, but because there's a shift here. You do that shift and you say, you know what? I'm getting right back on Saturday, or I'm going on Tuesday again of next week. Mark it down. Make a plan. It's important to break down your goals into manageable steps so you don't get overwhelmed and give up, right? Create a timeline if you have to. Write it down. I cannot stress that enough. I'm a digital girl because I love how it brings you and I together like this. But man, when it comes to my calendar, I love to write it down. I love to take notes. And guess what? It sticks with your brain more. We could be here for an hour or two just going over studies after studies, research after research. Go back to the old days. Write it down. It matters. And then hold yourself accountable. Don't beat yourself up. Just say, this is what I'm doing. This is not about, oh my gosh, I failed. If you have to change your schedule, you have to change your schedule, period, end of story. Don't attach feelings to it, guilt to it. Don't sit there and say, oh, I'm a failure because I couldn't do these 10 things on my list today. No, you're not a failure because you're going to be able to do 5 of the 10 things that really matter most. Your presence counts. Right? So remember to what? Take inventory of the season you're in. Make that plan. Don't look for extra surprises. And guess what? Let no be a favorite word right now. If you are truly in a season that you are overwhelmed and there is too much going on, then you got to say no. Say, I would love to, but Susie, I'm sorry, no. Jim, I would love to, but in this moment, I cannot. I'm sorry. I'll take a rain check. Don't try to be Superwoman. Don't try to be Superman. You want to lead with your best self always, and that requires you to be present. And if your presence isn't there, then you're failing not anybody else. You're failing yourself, period. So don't get there. And finally, number 3. Take aim. Action ignites motivation, right? That final step of doing what's best for you is to take aim, to take that action. It's going to keep you motivated. It's going to keep you what? In charge. It's going to make you feel like you're in control when sometimes we're really not, right? I mean, if you've got your child's soccer schedule right now going on. Are you in control of their schedule? Nope. You got to show up when it's time to play ball. And they set the schedule. They, as in the coaches, the teams together, the schools, the community, whoever's heading up that particular group. But what you can do is say, all right, I don't have control of that, but I do have control of this. And when I can take aim, that action, it keeps me engaged. And then I feel, you see where the word feel comes in? I feel like I'm in control, but the fact is I'm not. But that keeps me what? Level-headed. It keeps me balanced. It allows me to move forward. It doesn't let overwhelm and stress take over. And oftentimes, this is the hardest step, right? Because it requires you to step outside of your comfort zone and take risks. Nothing changes if we don't take action. You got to take aim. Start small. Say no. Make those first cancellations. Get rid of the dentist appointment. Hey, I'm all about dentist appointments. I've got a dentist in the family. You got to take care of your teeth. You get one set. But sometimes you have to say, ooh, it just didn't come. And you made that appointment 6 months or a year out. And you're like, well, it just is what it is. Again, look at your facts. Don't attach your feelings, but take aim. And then you feel like you're in control. Start small and then celebrate the wins along the way. Don't be too hard on yourself, especially when you experience a setback or you run into a brick wall and that obstacle is like, gosh, why didn't I see that? It's like right in front of me. It's all right. It's a fact. So what do you need to do to take care of that fact that you ran into a brick wall? Does your nose hurt? Well, maybe you need to go see a doctor about that, right? So you have to take whatever that next step is. If that means canceling another appointment, you cancel another appointment. You have to change things. And sometimes when I say cancel sometimes then also brings in that guilt feeling, okay, facts versus feeling. Don't allow that cancellation bring about the bubbles of guilt. You got to let it go and say, you know what? It's time for another day. And that's what's going to happen. And you just reschedule, write it down on your calendar. Oh, got this done. Click. Done. I love it. Remember, you're searching for the recipe for you, specific to you. Remember, doing what's best for you, it's a journey. It's not a destination. And this can happen at any time. So use these skills to create your now, a strategy that will take you from overwhelmed to overcomer. Because that's really honestly where God wants you. And some of us are so bombarded with the busyness and the challenges. I get it. But if you break it down into little things, all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I just lost 20 pounds and you're feeling good and you can stand tall. So my prayer for you, my friend, is may the hiccups of your everyday not cloud your presence of today. What you do matters to God, to your family, to your friends, and to you. Life is not going to be easy, but it's always beautiful. Look to God who gave you the sparks and let it continue to ring loudly in your heart. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.